is now the ultimate power in the universe.
At last we will reveal ourselves.
Bad feeling about this.
You are now. If you only knew the power of darkness.
Here it comes.
Let's go. You are now.
Hello there.
We're here, we're back, and welcome to Lightsaber Radio, your weekly hive of scum and villainy for anything and everything Star Wars. How is the crew doing this week?
What's going on, everybody?
Doing great.
We're good, dude. We're ready for another fantastic episode. We're still
Thank you for not yelling, Garrison.
Everybody should be yelling right now. This is
morning. Even when I fixed it in the audio, it was like, holy shit, man. Like, you could tell you were just screaming.
I asked for enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is what I got.
Yes.
On eardrums.
Last week's episode was unbelievable amounts of fun, and I had so much fun doing it with you guys. I want to apologize in advance to our viewers. I'm currently recovering from spinal surgery, so if I'm not the 100% Charlie that you're used to, I apologize. The quiz is still fire, though.
she's just a little
more
bit
like catching us on fire. God, killing us with that quiz. I'm a poor cow. Can you like? Can you give us a little bit of an easy round or
no?
This one's gonna be like,
this is why I have Dave here. I have Dave, my comfort pork, for a personal reason because I know this is gonna hurt today.
And for the viewers, he is really holding a pork named Dave.
Yeah, he's my bud.
I'm thinking about painting him red.
So last week we discussed on the show about going over the Vision title and trying to give our expectations, trying to give like a little preview of what we think is gonna happen, what we've seen in the trailer, what our prediction is going to happen. Now, I know our podcast comes out on Thursday, but we are actually recording this on Sunday. So you guys can go in and say, okay, you guys were dead on or you guys were idiots, because you're going to be able to watch the show and then see if our predictions was correct on the following day.
Yeah, let's see who gets the most predictions right. Make this a couple.
I think it's going to be kind of hard because they don't give you a whole lot of
anything because I don't know anything about anime.
You're supposed to be keeping up on this. You're a Star Wars fan. You should be
I'm checking the news. And there's new villains that, that Disney dropped, but that's about it. I don't know anything. So this
Who posted that sword on the chat?
Me.
Oh, that was
there was an expo done for Visions, and they've created a couple of sort of props from what I presume is certain episodes. And what we've got in this image, not that our viewers can see, it's a Graflex handle with I'm guessing a katana blade.
That's what it looked like.
That's clear and blue.
It's clear and blue, and it's this really, really interesting mashup of ideas. It's beautiful.
Are we going to post that to our Instagram?
Absolutely.
I want one of those.
I would buy one.
You take my money. Okay, so the first episode that we have is the duel. What do you guys think the duel is going to be about?
Oh, it's going to be fighting. It's going to be a lot of fighting.
Yeah, do we know how long it's going to be?
Why you want to ask me questions then?
Because like honestly the whole episode could just be a
like
sword
7
fight
minutes or something.
Yeah, that whole episode might just be a sword fight.
Like, I would not be mad at that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I was going to say it's definitely, I think we're going to get to see maybe sort of that universe's interpretation of the light side versus the dark side. I think we're going to get some kick-ass weapons, some really cool fight photography. Ooh.
Yeah, I think because it's Visions, because it's anime, I think we're definitely going to, the episodes are going to hit with a bang, I think.
Yes.
I think we're not going to have much time for
dialogue,
slow build up episodes, which can be good, but I also think that just because they're short episodes, it's a short season, it's, you know, they're just kind of pushing out really short episodes just to kind of try to get a feel. I feel like that first episode is just, yeah, it's gonna be like, it's gonna blow up, you know, it's gonna be fast, it's gonna be intense.
I went and started staring at a lot of the what Disney's selling for the Visions episodes, and a lot of what I'm seeing, I think there's going to be a lot of action. I don't think there's going to be a lot of dialogue. I don't feel like there's going to be a lot of conversations in the first couple episodes. I feel like there's going to be here and there, but I think it's going to be a lot of dueling. I think it's going to be a lot of lightsabers. It might be lightsabers. I don't know. But it could be lightsaber katanas and action fighting and death. Lots of lots of death.
I think one of the points that was made is the fact that we're not seeing real Star Wars weaponry. We're not going to be seeing things that we're used to seeing. What we're seeing is an amalgamation of ideas from anime and from that sort of level of kind of sci-fi. Like, if you guys have watched sort of any of the really intensely sort of sci-fi based anime, just the designs and the creativity is incredible.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of action. I mean, a whole lot of talking. I think it's going to be all action. They're only 7 to like 13 minutes long. And I think it's the last
one. I feel like there's just going to be like background dialogue stating like what's going on and where they're at and what is happening. And then it's just going to go straight into fights.
Yeah. But I also think because they have this premise that this isn't in the Star Wars universe, they have a lot more room to work with. Like, they don't have those boundaries, which I'm not saying boundaries are bad. Boundaries are good because when you have boundaries, you push them. You know what I mean? But because there's no boundaries in this, they can kind of go anywhere. Yeah. And well, that's what I think that's boundaries can be good about. And bad. Boundaries can be good and bad because boundaries, like without boundaries, there's no boundaries to push. And then
I think Lucasfilm and Disney's already pushing that boundary, stepping into a realm they don't know.
Right.
And I feel like with this, it's going to be new. I'm glad, like I said in the previous episode when we talked about this before, I'm glad they brought other people in and didn't try to do it themselves, because you can't drop something you don't know nothing about. Like, you can't make a TV show that you don't know about stuff. Like, you can't make an anime and not know anything. Like, it's like me making an anime and not watching anime. It just doesn't work. If you give me like a Clone Wars style TV show, I got you. You want a Star Wars type movie? I got you. You want an anime? Sorry. we're sinking the ship here, dude. I'm a blow a hole in the ship because I can't do it. And for them to bring somebody into it, I think it's great.
What is the next episode title? Go. Tell me.
I think I glitched out right there. It's Tatooine Rhapsody.
I'm so terrified of that name. I've read that and I'm not sure about that.
I'm sorry. I need that again.
Mama, just kill the sand people.
It wasn't just the women and the men. It was the children.
It's not just the men, but the women and children too.
I have a strong feeling on this one that it's just going to be basically a music video, a 7-minute long music video with some action in it. That's all. Maybe somebody fighting, somebody killing somebody. I don't see it being a whole bunch more than I don't even know. That just the name has me kind of fearful of what's really going to happen. I'm going to be like, what the hell?
So terrified. Like, the name itself. Uh-huh. Like, when I read that, I was like, no, please don't. No, maybe. Just do it. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know what it's going to be. Because I feel like Rhapsody, because a Rhapsody is like an epic story or poem. Or like, so it's probably going to be something like epic and big. I would say some kind of like, it's only 7 minutes though. So I would say some kind of like short little quest mission thing that you see like him traversing across Tatooine. I think it's going to show different aspects of Tatooine that we have seen or we haven't seen a lot of, if that makes sense.
Well, you got to remember, none of this is canon. So this is all going to be just whatever they decided to do with it. So it could be.
What haven't we seen of Tatooine though?
Fighting in a cantina or, you know what I'm saying? It could be, you know, telling what this is, because there's so much stuff that happened on Tatooine over all the movies and the Clone Wars and everything. And I don't know which one is the one that the person who directed it hasn't ever seen Star Wars and didn't know anything about Star Wars. I don't know which one it is. I don't have it right here in front of me. So it's kind of hard. It could be that one, and they might not know anything about Star Wars or Tatooine, and other than what people have just quickly told them as they were creating this. So we don't know.
I personally don't think they would give a sacred planet like that to somebody that doesn't know Star Wars, though. Because Tatooine, that's the first thing you see. That's literally the first planet we get on top of in Star Wars is Tatooine. I don't feel like you're going to give somebody that doesn't know anything about Tatooine that planet. And if you do, I mean, more power to you. That's taking that risk that we like to talk about, is they like pulling the trigger on risky things and watching it pull through.
I see what you're talking about, but I think the fact because it's not canon, I think they would feel more comfortable kind of like doing that.
I wonder if, taking into account the title, especially Rhapsody, I wonder if we're going to get some sort of kind of love letter to Tatooine, sort of a deeper explanation of its society, it's the important part, its history, because it's such a pivotal part of the Star Wars story. year. But then again, I know, I guess because this isn't canon, it's kind of throw all that out the window and whatever goes.
Yeah.
It could be 7 minutes of just in a Sarlacc pit.
Okay,
just
chilling.
That would be awesome. It's just a Sarlacc pit the whole time. And it's singing to us. That's it.
Just vibe it. Just vibe it.
Mama ate Boba Fett.
So the next one is Lop and Octo, or Ocko. That sounds more like, yeah, that's what it's called.
That sounds like an anime.
Ocko. It's O C H O with the hyphen thing above the top of it. So it's like, that sounds more like a Hispanic thing than it would be a Oriental thing. Just from looking at it, when reading it, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's like a messed up deformity Star Wars Coco or something. I don't know what it's going to be about. Like, that name does not give you a whole lot of
Lop and Ocho.
Or Ocho, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say I'm stumped for this one. I have no idea. No.
Hola, me gusta Star Wars.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly what it's going to be about. That was a hard one for me because the name doesn't give you any detail on what it possibly could be.
Didn't Pitbull write a song called Coyote?
I think you're going to have two friends named Lop and Ocko Ocho, whatever his name is. You're going to have two friends. And they're
and then they fight. I don't know.
Oh, that would be a good idea. Have like another like betrayal and like sadness.
Oh, Star Wars. No. We love a good betrayal.
Yeah.
The backbone of Star Wars is betrayal.
Another Obi-Wan.
Well, that's the thing. There's two backbones here for Star Wars. There's newfound family and lots of betrayal. That's all George Lucas is on right now. Was betrayal and found family. That was it. And it made a franchise that we adore. So, I mean, it could be that.
Ocho, I loved you.
And actually, I kind of messed that up, y'all, because number two is Lop and Ocho, and then Tatooine Rhapsody is actually the third one.
Oh.
Well, I kind of messed that up. But
can't
anyway.
Get the staff these days. Can't get the staff.
Hey, well, I was on a messed up. I had to go to Star Wars.
Actually,
I was like, this is kind of messed up. No. This doesn't make sense. Okay, hold on right quick, y'all. Let's take a quick moment to hear from today's sponsor.
Do you want to see the galaxy? Explore new worlds? Do you want the necessary skills to achieve fulfillment in life? Join the Imperial Navy today. Join together as brother and sisters defending our glorious empire in the name of Emperor Palpatine. We need heroes, and with the necessary training, you too can be the savior of the galaxy, foiling the Rebel Alliance's plot to dismantle galactic harmony and a unified galaxy, and experience the privilege of working on the iconic Imperial Star Destroyer. Join today and become a hero of the Empire.
What's going to happen in Rhapsody? We're going to have pod racing.
Thanks
so much. Pod racing.
I reckon it's pod racing.
You're so stuck on that. It's working.
It's working.
Or a rock opera.
A rock opera.
Oh my God. Rhapsody. A rock opera.
It's going to be a rock opera. That's it. It's a rock opera.
Space opera.
Yes.
Okay. Then the next one we have is called The Twins. I have a feeling that that's going to be like the two twins. That one goes to the good side and the dark side, kind of based off the video games.
Yeah, see, I was going to say that. I was going to say kind of like the Knights of the Old Republic thing. Yeah. That would be cool.
Yes, there's a pair of twins in the Knights of the Old Republic who are also, for our listeners' interest, Star Wars' first canonically non-binary characters, which is so cool. And they're both twins from a specific alien race, but they're both extremely force sensitive, but their force powers work together, but also separately. And it's this really cool kind of, like a dyad, but more complex.
It's going to be an epilogue to the Skywalker saga.
Oh, don't. It's not the time, Garrison.
It is. It's going to be an epilogue. Yeah. It's going to happen after episode 9.
The Chinese Leia and Luke.
They can fix it.
Say,
I trust them.
Maybe it's a Leia and Luke.
Is it the Japanese made this episode or Chinese?
Japanese.
Yo, their food is bomb. They can fix
Japanese.
Anything. They can fix the ending of episode 9. They can fix that. It's going to be an epilogue.
The last 3 movies.
I'm just kidding.
That Ben and Ray were actually brother and sister, and then a kiss at the end, so it fit with Leia and Luke.
Why?
They could tie all together. They just the kisses, kissing twins.
It's all right. Sydney and I get mistaken for twins all the time. It's brilliant.
Get some Mississippi blues or something with some kissing twins.
What in the state of Alabama?
Okay, then the next one is the Elder.
This one's going to be a prologue.
Yes. Did you say the Elder? Is this going to be the old man? Yeah. I want to know what the old man's about.
I wonder if he has that umbrella lightsaber.
No, he's not the umbrella lightsaber. He's like kind of like a Yoda figure from what I can gather. Mm. Quaint and quiet, but also super powerful, which is a really common samurai trope in anime.
It is.
Yeah, he's like older than dirt and...
Older than dirt.
Yeah.
I see my internet connection is unstable because everybody keep blocking out. I know that. Why you keep telling me that? Shut up. I see
this,
that.
Yeah. I reckon this one's going to be like a prologue, like before Phantom Menace. They're going to have a beginning and an end, okay? It's going
to
happen.
Harrison, stop trying to rewrite Star Wars. It's
if
not
going
right,
to
happen.
I'm
trying to make it canon.
What am I going to get if I'm right?
Something so canon right now. It's not canon.
It's not canon. That's why they're going to do it. What? Dude,
put it into canonized...
No, it doesn't.
...into canonized form. If it's before Phantom Menace.
Yeah, but they already said this isn't canon. So they can do anything within that universe they want if it's not canon. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. They
can mess with whatever they want because they said beforehand, hey, this isn't canon.
I just want a Star Wars what if. I'm just going to say it.
Oh,
that's
I
what
know.
It's going to be. I'm telling you.
I think they're going to come out with it on Disney Plus. I think they should.
I think it would be smart.
What if Padme turned to the dark side instead of Anakin?
LSR supports a Star Wars what if. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. What if is blowing up right now. I didn't like the last episode, but it's blowing up.
And off topic.
Sorry. Well, hold on. I was going to say, I think a Star Wars... Hold on!
This is a Star Wars podcast.
This is what I was about to say, though. It's still Star Wars related. I think Disney and Lucasfilm would be dumb not to do it. They're seeing what Marvel's doing, and everybody loves it. If you did it with Star Wars, think about it.
I mean, the Elder's going to be a samurai revving after the Empire or the Emperor is done. He's going to come back, but he's still young, but he's actually like 12,000 years old because he was in captivity all that time, and he never aged. That's what it's going to be about.
No, it's going to be Yoda, but as a human.
Why? Why?
They got to make him green, though. That was a long way to work.
It's just, you're not...
Yeah, you got a bad sunburn.
You can do whatever you want.
Green.
Like, they can do anything. Plus, like, I feel like a lot of, like, anime shows are kind of, like, wild. And, like, they go to extreme lengths. They go to
absolutely
crazy places.
It's because
so you
the
mix
animation...
That. Yeah. And
yeah,
so you mix that...
Such a freedom.
Right. And you mix that with an uncanon Star Wars, that, like, the sky's the limit. There's so much stuff that they could do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, then the next one is called The Village Bride.
We're gonna see a wedding.
Oh, a Star Wars wedding. It's gonna be bloody
horrible.
You're
gonna say Village Idiot. The Village Idiot. That's what he's gonna say.
I think this one's gonna be more of a basis of like a Jedi trying to get married to somebody, and they're like, no, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Going back to the Jedi way. Even though it's not canon, I think that they know enough of these people are Star Wars fans, that they're going to be sitting there and they're gonna look at things and they're gonna say, okay, this dude's going to be trying to get married, and they're gonna be trying to stop him, and it's gonna cause him to go to the dark side. He's gonna go
and he just slaughters everybody. Calls it a day.
Yeah, he's gonna kill the entire thing, including his wife. I think that would be hilarious. It'd be a good tie-in.
The first people he wipes out is his in-laws. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
My humor, it cracks me up.
that would be something. What do you think, Garrison? What do you think it's going to be about?
I think it's just going to be a wedding, and like someone's going to crash a wedding. A bad guy's going to crash a wedding, maybe kidnap the bride or something. You got to save
like
her.
A Fantastic Four type thing?
I don't know. Something like that. I don't know.
It could work.
It's just my guess.
What if the bride has the umbrella?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, okay?
Yeah, what if we end up with like a Kill Bill?
Ooh, there you go.
On the road. run.
There you go. We could do that too. I'd be keen for that.
I just really want to see that umbrella lightsaber. I'm sorry. I'm trying to throw it in.
Yeah,
I wonder
which episode will get the umbrella lightsaber.
Okay.
He's throwing it into everything now.
The next one is Akakin. I guess that's how you spell it. And I have no idea what it's going to be about.
You're going to have a love story between a Jedi and a princess. And we're just wait.
Hold on.
And we're gonna explore either A, why the Jedi have this rule that they're not supposed to have attachments, why they're not supposed to get married and, you know, do that. Like, so it's gonna be like almost like a warning, like why that rule came about, like why
kinda
it
like
doesn't
a
work out.
On the rule.
Yeah. Or we're gonna have something that like changes the rule back to like, oh, maybe it is a good thing to have attachments, maybe like under control. So we're either gonna have a love story that ends up turning very bad and this is why Jedi shouldn't, or it's gonna end up being good and be like, oh, maybe Jedi should.
I can see it coming, something like that, you know.
Didn't give me enough.
I agree with Garrison. I'm down for that theory, to be honest. He seems to, I don't know, he seems to be in the know, some sort of psychic
know. I'm in the
premonition.
Watch it be completely different.
Yeah, watch it be completely wrong.
Watch it be completely wrong. What if it's right, CJ?
I would honestly be
happy as hell if you were right, because
I'm so
be
excited
cool.
for this now.
Okay, the next one is 2B1.
Like, 2B1?
Yeah,
a 2B1. Droid. A droid.
It's a droid.
A droid. It's a droid.
I think it's about a droid.
It's gonna be like Wally, but Star Wars.
Yes, I love Wally.
Wally.
Or I guess with the Jedi, there's this concept of being one with the Force. 2B1. 2B1 with the Force.
Or one with your droid.
With your droid. Yeah. With yourself.
He could be a droid that finds himself. Discovers what he's truly capable of.
I mean, there are absolutely Force-sensitive droids. I'm sure there's examples in, or at least droids wielding lightsabers.
R2-D2 definitely is Force-sensitive.
R2-D2 would be sick with a lightsaber.
General Grievous was kind of a droid. I mean,
but he couldn't use the Force.
Well, he couldn't use the Force. Wow.
Yeah, he couldn't use the Force, though.
But he was half human, half robot, and he wielded lightsabers, and he didn't have the Force. But he talked a lot about the Force because he understood.
Before he became a cyborg, he was dope to begin with. So he was like, he was one of the top soldiers or warriors on his planet. So
crazy, crazy. He's got a beautiful backstory. One of these days we got to get into that one. Cause
I read his backstory. His backstory, he was actually pretty dope. And then all of a sudden he turned dark side. Well, it's not too hard when you got Sidious and Darth Tyrannus, you know.
Oh yeah. In your ear.
Stuff in
I
your
mean,
head,
look at
yeah.
prime example, Anakin Skywalker.
Hey, you better leave, you better leave Garrison's favorite Jedi alone. He's going to be mad at you.
What is he gonna do? Slaughter younglings and try to turn to the dark side on me?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, then the last one is the Ninth Jedi.
All right. So for this one, I think it's going to take place after the Rise of Skywalker again. But it's going to be a while after that, and we're going to see kind of like what do Jedi Knights do now? Like the Sith are kind of gone. They've kind of defeated the big bad foe. So I think you're going to kind of have that rogue samurai or that rogue Jedi Knight kind of doing what a Jedi Knight does throughout the galaxy, kind of maintaining peace, maintaining order, helping people along the way. I think we're going to see that.
For someone with a hangover, you're doing some real good thinking today.
I honestly feel like it's going to be kind of a council thing. I feel like it's going to be the last person on the council. Like they're trying to figure out how to get the council remade. Like I'm going to stick with your timeline, Garrison. I'm really going to do this. I don't know why I'm feeding into this, but I'm going to. It's going to be after the fact, and they're going to rebuild the Jedi Order, and they're trying to find one more person to fill the chair, and they go out and search for this ninth and final Jedi to bring the council together. And it's kind of like a Qui-Gon character, kind of like he's the middle ground kind of guy. He doesn't care about the dark, he doesn't care about the light, he just cares about what the Force wants, and the Jedi are trying to get him to bring that aspect into the council itself.
Yeah, I could see that, but I have a feeling it's going to be the seventh samurai just in Jedi form, and that's why they used the ninth, because they didn't want it to sound exactly the same.
I was really trying to stay away from that. What is but that? It was too damn difficult. Like the seventh samurai thing, it's going to be that way, but I don't want it to.
I have a real good feeling. I think
actually,
that's the only one.
That might be it.
That's the only one that I thought was going to be right, like that I was picking the right one. I was like, all right, I know what this one's going to be. All the rest of them, I have no idea. But that one, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to
going to just...
Yeah, a Jedi doing what a Jedi does. Yeah. Yep, that's a good one. Yeah, I reckon that's what it's going
to
be like.
Okay, let's move on to the next phase of this episode, which is...
The HoloNet News and Rumors.
What do y'all have?
Ooh, can I go first?
No, Charlie, you go first. You go first.
Terribly polite of you, thank you. I wanted to kick things off with, obviously, we are all super excited for the Lego Star Wars Halloween film. I know I definitely am, because I love Halloween. However, on the Star Wars Kids channel 3 days ago, 5 Halloween shorts dropped for Lego Star Wars, and they are absolutely adorable. We had Ghost Ship, where Mando gets into an unfortunate trick-or-treating situation. We've got Carving Up the Competition, which is a pumpkin carving contest between Darth Maul and Ahsoka. Brilliant. Quality.
Darth Maul won.
Oh, my apologies. The Ghost Ship and the Trick or Treat are both Yoda, Baby Yoda and Mandalorian, Hell Grogu. We have the Pumpkin Batch, which is so adorable. It's the Bad Batch go looking for pumpkins to give to a village who don't have any to celebrate for Halloween. And it's so sweet. And the final one is called Scary Starship, which is Boba Fett and Fennec Shand decorating their ships for Halloween. Super adorable, super cute, super fun.
I don't know. Boba Fett's ship is already pretty scary.
Honestly, like what they did to it is
scary enough. Like, they had to change it.
Sorry, what was that name again? I forgot.
Yeah, just the name was scary enough. They had to change it.
Can I say it?
Right, go. Who else has news?
Me.
CJ, go.
Obi-Wan Kenobi Sung King confirms his character wields a lightsaber. He was on a little bit of a press junket for the director's cut of Fast 9, and he kept dropping little nuggets that he was holding a lightsaber and that he was standing in front of Darth Vader in his costume with a lightsaber and a few other things. Like, a couple months ago, he had hinted that, you know, he'd seen other Jedi and that he'd seen Vader and he'd seen Obi-Wan and all that. But this little nugget during an interview stated that he was holding a lightsaber and standing in front of Lord Vader himself.
Okay, so in other words, hold up.
Here we go.
I gotta say this. So in other words, we're stating that he is a Jedi and his acting career in Star Wars is very, very short.
No.
That's what I was saying. I was like, please let it be a red lightsaber and they're on the same team, because I don't want to see him die.
My prediction for this, I feel like he's going to be one of the Inquisitors.
I hope so. I like him a lot in Fast and Furious. Like, he's like my favorite character in Fast and Furious, okay? Like, I like him.
He's always snacking.
Yes. He needs, and I stand by that. I made this prediction like way early in the podcast, and I was like, dude, he just needs to be snacking in one scene. Just give me one scene where he's snacking on something. But yes, I like him. I'm excited that he holds a lightsaber. I think this is going to be so fun.
I honestly, like I said, I feel like he's going to be an Inquisitor due to the fact that he stated that he was standing in front of Lord Vader with a lightsaber in his hand. He's either Inquisitor
or dead.
Or dead. But I don't feel like you would bring somebody of that star caliber in to wipe him out in one episode. I just don't feel like he would. I feel like he's just going to be an Inquisitor.
I think he's going to be a Jedi and they're going to kill him. Vader's going to kill him. He, from my understanding, and this is just from, you know, he say, she say rumors, there's a lot of main characters that are pretty high in the actor ratio. You know, when you classify actors that are in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and they all can't be the Inquisitors. So some of them have to be Jedi that are getting wiped out and they're just getting paid a lot of money to do a real
thing. They even have Ice Cube's son in the show. So I feel like if you're gonna make anybody a Jedi that dies, I feel like Ice Cube's son would be kind of a cool little Jedi kind of deal.
But he might be a Jedi that gets killed in like the last episode or something.
Yeah.
Gotta remember, this is directly after the time of Order 66. This is when Obi-Wan takes Luke to Tatooine. This is when it's all based on. So you know that there has to be people that they're going to send Vader out. That's why they brought Anakin back to play, Hayden Christensen back to play Darth Vader, because Darth Vader is going to be killed. He's hunting down Jedi. That's what he's doing. If you think about it, the Inquisitors don't really start showing up till when Rebels start. That's when we seen the first Inquisitor.
Well, if you remember,
so that's
Rebels,
a little bit of time
like,
between there, because Kanan is already a grown man.
But isn't this taking place like 8 years after? Because they casted a Luke and Leia actors that were like 8.
Yeah, that is true. So
it's gonna take.
And in Rebels, when Obi-Wan's looking at Luke, Luke's a little boy running back to the hut. So this could be around the time the Inquisitors come into play and we see the first Inquisitor go after Obi-Wan.
But then at that point, you don't see none of that. You got to remember, until Kanan kills the first Inquisitor in Rebels, there's no other Inquisitors that they talk about. They don't bring out none of the other Inquisitors until Kanan kills Feast in the Rebels. So it's kind of hard to say whether or not there's going to be a lot of Inquisitors in the show.
That's fair.
Right. So and if he is an Inquisitor, he's going after Obi-Wan. So what we're saying is, either way, he's dead. He's a Jedi against Vader, or an Inquisitor against Obi-Wan. He's dead either way.
or he could be going after Kanan, and that's where they could tie Rebels into the Obi-Wan Kenobi story. That would be really cool, but it could be a possibility either way. That's what makes it so sucky but great at the same time, is because of the anticipation, you know, because we anticipating what might happen. Like, they're giving these little bits and tells, and they're letting the characters say a little bit of things, and not really a lot. Like, oh, I held a lightsaber and I'm standing in front of Vader. Oh, that's going to cause the whole Star Wars community to start speculating what's going to happen, just like we're doing now. But it also builds up anticipation because we want to see what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So they're...
I want to see him look at Lord Vader.
I still don't get how they're going to do... Hayden ain't very tall, so how are they going to get him to play Vader? You know,
What are you talking about? Hayden ain't tall.
What is he? What, like 6 foot? Vader's like 8 feet tall. This dude is huge.
Yeah, when they put Hayden in the Vader suit, he was actually looking out of the mouth grill like he was looking out of the eyes.
He's going to have to wear...
Christensen is 6'6". What are you guys talking about?
Hayden Christensen
is not 6 foot six.
Nuh-uh.
You're tripping.
He is not that. In wrestling, that's what we call his build height.
Thank you, Google, for being worthless. My bad, guys.
He's six foot six on a good day.
He's 6 foot even, and in the Vader suit, he's 6 foot six. My bad.
That makes more sense.
In other words, they got high heels on him. That's all right.
Yep. You know? Platforms.
He's wearing them painter's stilts underneath.
I'm just happy to see him back. I'm just going to say it. I'm just happy to see him back. I really am.
I know. We are a huge Anakin Skywalker positive household over here. And
he deserved it. After all the scrutiny he got from the first three that he did and all those years in between, it took so long for the fans to actually love him. And now I want him
to get back into acting.
He deserves it.
I want to see him work.
I've got a couple more bits of news if anybody's interested. We've had a full theatrical trailer for a new Star Wars game drop called Star Wars Hunters, which is a multiplayer battle game. I'm presuming it's like Fortnite, even though that's not a game I've played. It's available on Nintendo Switch, the Google Store, and the App Store, so I'm guessing mobile and handheld, but it looks really, really exciting. You can play as two stacked Jawas that sit on each other's shoulders, which is
brilliant.
You can play as a Wookiee who particularly hates droids.
Of course.
We've got some dark side representation. We've got some Mandalorian representation. We've got a Jedi droid, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, from what it seems like we're going to have like a limited kind of like online, like Fortnite kind of thing. But for mobile and Switch. So it's not going to be like a big game release like on Xbox and stuff, but it's going to be something more like PUBG Mobile or something.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm kind of excited. You know, if it's Star Wars, I'll buy it.
Yeah. I think it'll be a neat little fun game.
And also, if we had... Oh, I'm so sorry, CJ, after you.
No, you were saying something. I was just raising my hand for the next one.
I don't know if we've got any wrestling fans in our listener base, but Queen Rosario Dawson made an appearance on AEW. She came out into the ring and she did a wrestling move that I can't remember off the top of my head, but it looked impressive. It was really just... It was really wild.
I'm an AEW fan and I didn't watch that, and I am really ashamed of myself.
You need to catch up. It was good. It was fun.
Oh, what's sad about that is she should have came out there as Ahsoka and did it.
That would have been awesome. Or at least in just like some Ahsoka attire or something. Mm-hmm.
wearing the head tails and she does a spin around thing and whips people in the face with her head tails before she body slams them. That would have been dope. A choke slam pipe thing with the head tails wrapped around them, so it's like double the that would have been dope.
CJ, tell us.
Well, one more thing on that. Anything to shove Star Wars into anything else, you know?
Yep.
Anything. Lucasfilm longtime PR head Lynn Hale is retiring after 35 years.
Oh, wish her the best of luck in her retirement.
That's a long time to be doing it. 35 years.
Yeah, public relations for Lucasfilm. Just imagine all the stars you dealt with and all the things and getting on people's asses about leaking things.
All the not having to worry to about
Mark
with.
Hamill. So
all the
best
backlash.
Secret keeper in the world is who
all
is.
The backlash that she caught, all the hate mail that she had to go through.
Probably talking to Harrison Ford and not to be so negative. After 35 years, they posted the old guard is starting to move on. Lynn Hale, who has been the head of publicity and communications at Lucasfilm, will retire at the end of this year. And Star Wars News Net posted on that, and they did a great little thing by kind of giving her a nod and telling her to be one with the Force.
That's
all I've got.
I didn't have nothing in news.
Honestly, I haven't had all the news I have is I went to the Star Wars store and it was amazing, and if I wouldn't have left, I would have went broke. That's the news that I have. Go to a Star Wars store. They're amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to one in Vegas in October, which you guys will hear about that because we'll be recording an episode when I'm in Vegas. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to be broke. Might have to
No, he's going to be rich and he's going to buy us all tickets so that we can go to that Disneyland Star Wars thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to win and spend $6,000 for us to go to that stupid hotel. I would rather give you guys $6,000 a piece and we all go to Galaxy's Edge together.
Yes,
it's a business expense.
Agreed. We can do that. He's going to be so rich that $6,000 is going to be chump change.
I just don't want to go to the hotel. Not going to spend 40 hours, if that less, when I can spend a whole day with you guys at Galaxy's Edge and build lightsabers and do cooler stuff.
Why not both?
I would much rather go to Galaxy's Edge.
You're getting greedy over there.
Galaxy's Edge is definitely a must do over.
It's so fun.
I think we should record a podcast at Galaxy's Edge one day.
Oh man, that would be awesome.
Would be so cool.
We all get our own little GoPros on our chests and kind of like do our own first person kind of view of how we react to everything. I'm gonna cry. You guys are gonna see a grown ass man cry looking at the Millennium Falcon.
What are you talking about? We see you cry every episode.
That hurts, okay?
I'm gonna spend the whole day chasing Ray around the park so I can give her a hug. just running.
She's gonna be like, throw this crazy lady out. She's trying to molest me.
I just want to see Chewie react to small children in little Chewbacca outfits. I'm sorry, those are like my favorite fucking videos.
You know what I want to do? I want to see if Chewie can really rip my arm off or not. Like, come on, I bet you can't rip my arm off.
I have one more piece of news, actually. This was actually, I read this on Disney. So Disneyland and Parks dropped a Han Solo outfit. You can buy the shirt and the vest at Galaxy's Edge or at a Star Wars shop now.
You can buy most of the costumes at Galaxy's Edge. They do a variety of somewhat, I'm gonna be critical, somewhat screen accurate, somewhat.
They just dropped the Han Solo vest and shirt though as a combo pack.
See, and I have saw a friend that who and can I was make like, those for you.
I can make them or I can get on fan jackets and buy the vest and stuff because I already bought one off of it. But if I'm at Galaxy's Edge and I showed up not wearing anything that I wanted to wear, I could just go in and buy the Han Solo vest. But I'm not going to drop. I don't know how much they put on price tag wise because they won't release that until you go to the park, which is smart.
A lot.
So,
a lot.
If we are done with news and rumors, is it possibly time for the terrible, terrible quiz that you all hate so much?
I'm grabbing Dave.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready today.
Is everybody ready?
That's why.
I've not studied at all this week, dude. I've been so busy with my school.
Oh, so you admitted you studied last week.
Oh, you admitted. Okay.
I've been studying, but not Star Wars, I'll tell you that. Oh.
I have got, after last week's sensational performance, I've got high hopes for this week.
Yes.
Right, it's time for
Charlie's Impossible Quiz.
Question number one. During the production of Star Wars, how many clone trooper armors were made? CJ?
100.
No. Garrison?
60.
No.
I'm going to say 500.
No. CJ?
30.
No, you are all wrong. The answer is none, because every single clone trooper in Star Wars was CGI, so any armor was never made.
Such
they never
a
made
trick a question.
Yeah, it's a trick question.
Oh my gosh. Hey, what's no, it's a good point, and you can totally tell in the movie too. Oh my gosh.
Question number two. How many characters did Warwick Davis play in The Phantom Menace? CJ?
3.
Yes. Can you name them?
He was one of the guys with Jabba.
Yes.
He was with Anakin. He was one of the, the little Greedo kind of looking guy.
Yes.
And he was one of the pod racers.
You are sort of right. He was a pod racer. He was Anakin's friend, and he was also Yoda for a scene. Just one scene.
No way.
I got a point though.
He did get a point.
I like Warwick Davis.
Gia number three. Who voiced the Gungan leader, Boss Nass?
Let me think.
That wow. I know that. I'm hearing his voice in my head. That's the worst part, and I can't put my finger on it.
Oh, Fenny Brits.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
No.
Any guesses? No. The answer is Brian Blessed.
Right over
you guys,
it.
You guys, Flash Gordon, like the original TV series?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
He originally auditioned for a separate part, but Lucas looked at him and was like, you are too loud. You are too loud.
He is. He's
loud.
Such a loud human being.
Yeah. So they gave him Boss Nass instead. Oh, right. Recite for me the full Anakin Skywalker sand quote from Attack of the Clones.
I hate sand. It's coarse and it's rough and it gets everywhere.
There's a little bit more to it.
There is.
And then he starts feeling up Padme.
Oh, jeez. What is it? It's like,
I remember that, you know?
It's like, it's unlike, and then it goes into...
It's coarse, and it's rough, and it's irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Yes, the second part of the quote is not like here. Here, everything is soft and smooth when he's striking her arm, and it's a bit creepy. You did good. I'd give you half a point if we awarded half points in this contest, but we don't. Question number five. How long does Christopher Lee appear on screen in Revenge of the Sith?
I would say 7 minutes.
No. Kyle, any guesses?
4 minutes.
Oh, so close. CJ, any guesses?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
What was the question? Are you not paying attention?
I had somebody walk in. No, I apologize.
How long does Christopher Lee appear on screen in Revenge of the Sith?
3 minutes and 48 seconds.
Yes. Congratulations. That is the point.
Wow.
Did you say 3 minutes, 48 seconds?
Yeah.
How did he know that?
Like, that's pretty deep.
Leave me alone, okay? I like timing things. I'm good with numbers.
Question number six. Which of the 9 films did Lucas name as the worst Star Wars film? Kyle?
The Last Jedi.
No.
Oh,
Garrison.
Really?
Was it The Rise of Skywalker?
No, it wasn't The Rise of Skywalker.
No. CJ? I was just...
Honestly, if I had to think, it would be Attack of the Clones.
No. Empire Strikes Back.
Really? What?
Yeah. George Lucas considers it the worst of the Star Wars films.
And that's crazy because they
with the
sequels. It was so well received. Like
Adidas
made shoes after them.
I have spoken.
Yeah, George.
Question number seven. Before playing Darth Vader, Question number seven. Before playing Darth Vader, what role made David Prowse a household name in the UK? Garrison?
Wasn't he a bodybuilder?
He was, but he...
Oh, that's not what you're looking for.
No.
Okay, we're movie role.
CJ?
Okay.
Frankenstein.
No.
I was thinking it was a horror thing.
No, I don't know.
Kyle, any guesses?
I know what it is. I just can't... It's not popping in my head. I'm having a brain fart.
So, David Prowse was a UK household name because he was the Green Cross Code Man, which is something we have in this country for teaching children how to understand the road and road safety. So, you guys have, PSA videos, we have them as well. And he was, Darth Vader was the Green Cross Code Man for a long time.
Interesting.
Wow.
In The Empire Strikes Back, we see the bounty hunter Bosk in an iconic costume. On which British TV show was this costume first worn? Kyle?
Doctor Strange or Doctor Who.
There we go. Yes. Yeah, there go. Question number 9. What is the first line of dialogue we hear in A New Hope? CJ?
You hear C-3PO.
Yeah, but what does he say?
He's talking to R2, I know that.
That's not the answer, Sunshine.
Oh, hold on. Well, thank you for calling me Sunshine. That makes me feel better. But,
Garrison?
It's okay, so they're starting to board the ship, and he's like, did you hear that or something? Did you hear that? Something about like they just boarded or something like that.
We've been boarded.
I am going to give you the point because you're so close. It was, did you hear that? They shut down the main reactor.
Oh, yeah.
Garrison, you're on it. These last 2 weeks, you've been on it.
They studied.
Yeah, I know.
You're asking questions that like I know a little bit more. I don't know.
question number 10. What planet is Captain Phasma from?
And there.
CJ?
Aurelia?
No.
No.
That's what I was going to say.
Garrison?
Coruscant.
No.
No.
Any guesses, Kyle? Any guesses?
I was going to say Tatooine.
Alderaan.
Alderaan, no, she is from the planet Parnassus.
I never even heard of that planet, so yeah, I wasn't going to get that one right.
Question number 11. Which comic did the Phantom Menace get its name from? CJ?
Batman.
No. Garrison?
Spider-Man?
No. We talked about this about 5 minutes ago.
What?
Oh, okay. Doctor Who.
No. Good guess.
Okay, you said which comic, but the Phantom Menace gets his name. Is it the Phantom of the Opera?
Phantom of the Opera, no.
That's not a comic.
No, Phantom Menace comes from Flash Gordon.
Oh, jeez.
There was an enemy in one of the comics who was called Phantom Menace, and George Lucas is a huge Flash Gordon fan, huge. Yep. Question number 12, what character did John Wayne voice?
In Star Wars?
Yeah.
John Wayne, the Duke.
Yes, the get off your horse and drink your milk, John Wayne, yes.
No fucking way. I'm sorry.
Yes, no way.
I have never heard of John Wayne.
I've never heard of that either, and I'm a huge
fan. John Wayne dead before? So didn't he die in like the early 70s?
So, John...
It was probably some like cameo with like just a random stormtrooper.
So, John Wayne voiced the character Garindan from Empire Strikes Back.
No way. Yo, I gotta look this up. No freaking way.
Really?
I swear John Wayne was dead before they ever made Star Wars. Wait, yeah, what year did John Wayne die?
Not ESB, A New Hope. My bad.
He was in A New Hope. Yeah. John Wayne voice played a small role in Star Wars.
He did.
What?
Yes. Fuck yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right, you're like right on.
I feel so un-American not knowing that. Like, I disgraced my country.
He also voiced an Imperial spy in A New Hope.
Yeah, Garindan.
Yeah.
That's wild. I know. Terrible. Exciting. Question number 13. This is appropriate for today's episode. What is the collective name for a group of porgs?
I don't know, but I got Dave.
Harrison?
A mob.
Close.
I'm going to say a flock.
No.
A gang.
A gang. gang.
A crew.
I don't know.
A crew. No, the collective name for a group of porgs is a murder.
Is a murder? A murder,
yeah.
No, I was thinking that porn can't for be right. Because
what else is called a murder?
The only reason why it's called a murder is because Chewie's
pros. Bros, that's it.
The voice of Miss Piggy was also the voice of which Star Wars character?
Can you give us a hint?
Would you like me to rephrase? The actor who originally voiced Miss Piggy also voiced another character in Star Wars. Who was that character?
Hold on. Was it a Jawa?
No.
It wasn't one of the singers, was it?
Was it?
No. Oh, that.
My God, you guys are going to kick yourself. This is hilarious.
I hate myself. It wasn't Jar Jar.
Oh my God, imagine if that. Yes, CJ, well done. No.
I would have been so mad. I would have been like, yep, I'm done. Thanks,
Does
guys.
Does everyone give up? Yes. So, Frank Oz, the voice of Miss Piggy, also voiced Yoda.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's right. He's going right now. He's having a problem with Disney right now because they won't redo the Muppets. I was just listening to this.
What the hell? A guy was Miss Piggy headed.
Can we cut this from the episode? Cut this from the episode. We're embarrassing ourselves.
Frank Oz is an immensely talented voice actor, and he's voiced quite a lot of the Muppets, including Miss Piggy, and he was also Yoda in the original films.
Yep. That's I hate myself.
I'm a voice actor.
Kyle, you're slipping.
Do the Muppets.
Question number 15. Which actor writer convinced Stan Lee to continue creating Star Wars comics? CJ?
I'm just gonna say it. Mark Hamill.
No, a little older.
Wasn't Alec Guinness.
I don't know.
Yes, it was. There's your point. There you go.
Well, was it really Alec Guinness?
So, there were Star Wars comics and books, obviously, before the film came out, and Stan Lee was hesitant to continue creating comics because he really wasn't sure that the film would do any good and that he would just be wasting money, basically. But because Alec Guinness was part of the first Star Wars film, Stan was immediately interested again. He was such a huge fan of Alec Guinness and his work. I think they were acquaintances and knew each other, and it was Guinness's involvement that encouraged Stan to continue making the comics.
Cool, I got a point for throwing a name out there. I win!
Question number 16. When is the genre of the cantina music first identified as jizz?
In the last episode.
Last week.
Last week's episode.
There's no way nobody... what the flip? I don't know.
I promise you, the answer to this question is more horrific than you think it might be.
I don't
want
to know.
So if nobody's got any guesses... In porn.
After Anakin felt a Padme?
So, the first time we are told that the genre of cantina music is in fact jizz is from Return of the Jedi, the junior novelization.
What? Really?
What? Novelization? Repeat that one more time.
From the Return of the Jedi, junior novelization.
Jesus.
Wow. That's why I say we're kid friendly, we're perfectly kid friendly.
Yeah, all good.
Okay, the last question and then I'm done with you all, I promise. Can you name any other jizz whalers apart from Max Rebo? Complete Mike. Silence.
I believe Mike. His first name is Mike and his last name is Hawk.
Jeremy.
Dave.
No, the two other most popular jizz whalers in the Star Wars universe are Droopy McCool and Cy Snootles.
Did you say Droopy?
That's even more funny than the jokes we made.
Oh, man.
I am proud to announce that CJ won today's episode.
Oh
yeah!
Congratulations, CJ.
Huge thank you to my girlfriend who has sat next to me keeping score. Appreciate it, babe. Love you.
Oh yeah, you should.
I love the hand signals. I'm gonna go cuddle Dave and question life, the junior novelization, my ass.
I want to congratulate everybody for making this episode work when it's all been a bit up in the air and everyone's doing 800 of the things. I think we've done wonderfully.
Yeah.
If anybody has anything else they'd like to add, please speak now before we say goodbye.
Jizz whaling.
They have horrific names. It just sound like porn names. This is a very porn, sophisticated show. And I think we went off the tracks of Star Wars.
I think we have gone a little off the rails, but I'm guessing that it's time to say goodbye and farewell. And as always, tune in next week for more hijinks and mischief from the crew here at LSR. Be safe, be kind, and may the Force be with you always. Thank you for tuning in to LSR. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing so you can be notified when new episodes are released. If you would like to be a guest on the show or just want to give us some feedback, feel free to email us. You can also reach out to us on all major social media platforms. They're linked in the show notes below. Lightsaber Radio is produced by Pick Film Media and is a Swaycast original, starring Charlie Harwood, Garrison Turcotte, CJ Elliott, and Kyle McDaniel. And don't forget to join us next time for more adventures in a galaxy far, far away.